Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "With this short but powerful dialogue and prophecy begun, the saintly Simeon continues for us today the bearing forth or the revelation of the fruits of the birth of our Lord. Fruits that show forth the brightest color, red. For the one theme given to us in glorious hues every day this octave so far has been the death of those men of goodwill, to whom the angel announced peace whilst out in the fields of Bethlehem on that grand cold night. A lineup of blessed souls torn from their bodies because of the coming of the Holy One. Even the beloved disciple who, if not in his flesh, then in his will, proved the worth of his soul there in his contest at the Latin gate, and so rightly deserves to enter the reign of martyrdom that comes in the wake of the birth of God. Christ came in his infancy, in his flesh, to save souls. And we have had these past days since his birth the surest signs of souls being saved, washed, cleaned in their own blood, which has become now for themselves the blood of the Lamb. The child has begun to accomplish his mission even while yet swaddled in a manger. Stephen, John, all those holy children of Bethlehem, and then today. Even though we wear white, Holy Mother Church sees in herself another martyrdom, another martyr. Simeon said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword shall pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Though the first of seven swords to crown this immaculate heart with martyrdom, it is, in reality, a multifaceted wound dealt by the saintly Simeon words to the Blessed Mother. Poor mother, Father Faber exclaims for us, here are five wounds in one. Thou hast offered him to death there in the temple. His appearance will be the signal for numberless contradictions to start up against him. He is set for the downright ruin of many. Because of him, the land and the people will be cursed. He will enable men to desecrate God's glory more than all generations have done before. Poor mother, which way wilt thou look?" Indeed, we see in that face, which pondered all these kinds of things with great effort and depth, the signs of martyrdom. Even his mother is the fruit of his birth. Even she is already enduring the salvific balm of the cross. And because of her suffering, the thoughts of many hearts, would be set loose. Our thoughts, perhaps, revealed for the praise or condemnation of our souls. With what effort, then, do we form our thoughts for the consolation of the infant God born for us this day? What have we put in so that he might draw out from us the pearl of great price, the kingdom within? How have we worked so as to prove the worth of our souls amid the lineup of saints willing to die for a silent, sleeping child? Or rather, how have we responded to the grace that first makes us worthy to be men of goodwill? Do we live in a church that is wounded and storm-tossed? Good. Then Christ is near, asleep below the decks. Do we suffer persecution from men fearful of the loss of power? Good. Then Christ has come. Do we endure certain trials and difficulties that seem even to pierce through our very soul? Good. Then perhaps Holy Church is forming in your heart the thoughts that make you into a more perfect image of the child who comes, not in glory, but in humility, gentleness, silence. And in that silence, we might hear the distant commemorating words of our second martyr for today, encouraging us to make progress toward the salvation that the infant Christ came to bring. Thomas of Canterbury wrote in a letter, "Remember then how our fathers worked out their salvation. Remember the sufferings through which the church has grown and the storms the ship of Peter has weathered because it has Christ on board. Remember how the crown was attained by those whose sufferings gave new radiance to their faith. The whole company of saints bears witness to the unfailing truth that without real effort, no one wins the crown."
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot's Circle podcast. May God bless you.